This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California sues Trump over tariffs. Trump involved in Japan talks and tariffs expected to slow economy. California sues Trump over tariffs. Governor Gavin Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta suing President Donald Trump over his use of emergency powers to enact broad tariffs. Filed in federal court in San Francisco, the lawsuit counters Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to enforce broad duties. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Burgum blasts California's drop in Delta pumping. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum lashed out against the Newsom administration yesterday over California's water policies. Burgum posted on X that the Bureau of Reclamation is attempting to follow Trump's January executive order to maximize water deliveries to farms and cities. But a 30-year-old burdensome state regulation based on outdated science is blocking the move. Burgum called on state leaders to act immediately so that residents and farmers can get the water they need. Remember, to protect endangered fish species, the Department of Water Resources has cut Delta pumping in half for the state water project through May. DWR anticipates the additional freshwater coursing through the Delta will improve habitat and food availability for Delta smelt and longfin smelt, along with migratory conditions for Chinook salmon. The department hopes the State Water Board will adopt a voluntary agreement pathway in its Bay Delta plan that would provide alternatives to the pumping policy next year. Reaction. Applauding Burgum's post, the Fryant Water Authority issued a statement calling the water policy one of the many reasons why people talk about a broken water system that is incapable of meeting the basic needs of people and farms. Now, keep in mind, Trump also ordered federal agencies to override disastrous California policies, indicating the administration may have more actions planned on the issue. But a strong-handed intervention by the Trump administration could upset the delicate trust exercise the Water Board is undertaking with the voluntary agreements. U.S.-Japan negotiations kick off with Trump in the midst. Negotiations between the U.S. and Japan on a possible deal to lower reciprocal tariffs kicked off in Washington this week with the president personally involved. Japan is coming in today to negotiate tariffs, the cost of military support, and trade fairness, President Donald Trump said on social media yesterday. Trump attended a meeting with the Japanese team and his key cabinet members. Why it matters? Well, at least one ag sector pushing for better market access as an outcome from the talks. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles told AgriPulse that the group has met with the National Economic Council and pressured U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins for potatoes to be a part of the negotiations. Market access for U.S. potatoes is limited as Japan is dragging its feet on pest risk assessments, the group says. Quarles said opening the Japanese market would be an easy win for the administration if you can get past the politics. Now take note, South Korea's finance minister expected in Washington for talks next week. Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, is flying in this week to try to advance U.S.-EU negotiations. A European Union spokesperson told reporters on Tuesday officials remain unsure of what the U.S. wants out of the negotiations. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Economists warn of inflation, slower growth, shrinking trade from new tariffs. The larger-than-expected tariffs President Trump slapped on U.S. trading partners April 2nd, set to ripple across the U.S. and global economies, spurring price hikes, economic slowdowns, and lower trade volumes, economists say. Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned on Wednesday. Powell said how long the inflation spike will last will depend on the ultimate size of the tariffs and how long they take to pass to consumer prices. Growth has already slowed from last year, he added. The World Trade Organization said yesterday it's anticipating a slowdown in global trade. Global goods trade is set to fall 0.2% this year, North American exports contracting 12.6%. If the higher U.S. country-specific tariffs return after the 90-day pause and uncertainty persists, the global trade slump could worsen to 1.5%. The Center for Strategic and International Studies estimates the reciprocal tariffs will slow U.S. GDP by 0.8% and drive overall prices 7% higher. Meanwhile, it says wages could grow only 6%. Rollins reassures Texas farmers. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins was back in her home state of Texas yesterday, this time in Lubbock, the center of the nation's largest cotton-growing region. Farmers there have been reeling from depressed prices, prolonged droughts. Now they face a trade war with China, their biggest export market. At a short press conference, Rollins reiterated her hope that farmers won't need compensation from USDA for trade losses. But if they do, she said, the president is resolute in his commitment to back our farmers and our ranchers. Just as he did in Trump 1, he will do it again. USDA is preparing for that moment if it is necessary. Ag groups. U.S. must step up at WTO. A coalition of 30 ag industry groups is urging the congressional committees that oversee trade policy to stress the importance of U.S. leadership at WTO. Without the WTO, our country will lose critical market access for American food and agriculture exports, but more importantly, we'll lose the opportunity to build rules that allow us to feed the world, the groups say in a letter to House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees. The groups argue that the U.S. retreat from the organization in recent years has emboldened China. The U.S. suspended its payments to the WTO last month. Trump has previously threatened withdrawal. Ag groups urge lawmakers to adamantly oppose U.S. withdrawal from the WTO. Take note, the American Farm Bureau Federation, the Corn Refiners Association, the National Grain and Feed Association, the North American Export Grain Association, and USA Poultry and Egg Export Council are among the signatories. Here's today's final word. It seems our future hangs in the balance. That Estelle Clifton, Daniel Surram, Pat Burns, and Martin Pozzi, their Farm Bureau presidents for Mendocino, Lake Sonoma, and Marin counties, respectfully. The farm leaders are asking the Trump administration to prevent a PG&E dam removal. They argue the utility's decision, quote, threatens the region's water accessibility, economic stability, and disaster preparedness. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Elliott.